Hey everybody, it's Chris Aiken from Aftershocks reminding you that if you want to see the interviews, see the artists, and see Matt and I ramble on with the artists, subscribe to us on YouTube. Just go to the link bit.ly/AftershocksPod1, the number one. So bit.ly/AftershocksPod1. And you can subscribe and see all of our videos in this video cast.
From the Transcendence release, that is Crimson Glory with Red Sharks. And kicking off the show tonight, we heard something brand new from Every Mother's Nightmare with Breathe. And the other guy breathing on the other end of the mic. Guy who's alive and healthy and ready to bring the funny, my good friend and partner, Chris Aiken. What's going on, Chris?
What is up, sir? How are you?
Well, we're here to bring the funny.
Yes.
The masses have gathered in the chat room. They're chatting amongst themselves. They're talking about the right things, guns.
Well, with our guest coming on tonight, I had to make sure I had both of my guns handy so that I could show them in the camera.
Well, I'm definitely going to have to break the guns out of the vault and bring them to the studio so I can join in the conversation.
Yeah. Well, I always have this one. I always have this one handy.
Yeah.
You know, in case somebody decides to come through the door during the show, I always have that one to end someone's life.
Well, you live in a pretty tranquil neighborhood for the most part.
Yeah, well,
I don't think that's really a concern for you, is it? I mean, I understand being ready, but
it's always a concern.
But regardless, the probability is not real high. It's not like you live in Gary, Indiana.
No, it's not. But I know that there are people that get offended and pissed off about what we say specifically. So,
like the walrus.
Yeah. So, if they want to show up, they can show up.
Cuckoo, ka-choo, motherfucker.
Remember that guy? We goofed on him one time, and he sent fucking, he sent pictures of my house threatening to come here and kill me.
Well, that was kind of the reference point. So.
That was funny.
He was going to come kill you because you goofed on him.
Yeah, because I goofed on him. He was going to, I found your house, and I'm going to show up, me and my boys, with some guns, and we're going to, I was like, just fucking shut up.
Yeah, whatever happened to that guy? I guess he didn't get that that morning show career off the ground that's listener supported. So
no.
Because he was scary talented.
Right. One of two guys that threatened to shoot me. Of course, the Rev being the other one.
Yeah, he was going to drive to Cleveland. He was going to show you a thing or three, pal.
I'm going to load up my shotgun and come to Cleveland and shoot you.
Yeah. Look out.
Fuck off.
Two guys who think that they're scary talented and never made it in any kind of a commercial capacity to be supported by their vocal talent on the radio.
Well, I might have believed the walrus, but I certainly didn't believe the Rev because I knew he couldn't afford the gas to come to Cleveland to shoot me.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Unless he was going to take a fucking Forrest Gump like run, he wasn't going to, he was definitely not coming here to shoot me. He couldn't afford to get here.
Yeah. Well, then he ended up marrying a fat wife with a bunch of kids. Did you see that chick he married?
No, I.
You never saw that?
No, I never saw a picture of her.
Holy shit. Oh. Dude, when there's that old joke about that when your mother said she sits around the house. She sits around the house.
Well, look at him. He looks like fucking he escaped casting of the John Adams series.
Well, he is the Ben Franklin of rock and roll.
He looks like fucking Ben Franklin. Dumb glasses. First of all, look, I have long hair. And I will tell you this. If it starts going in the middle, there is no fucking way will I keep it long on the sides.
Yeah.
That has got to be the worst look ever. Followed closely by when they keep the Greek ring of shame, but they cut it short.
Right.
That's just as bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if your hair starts going, shave your fucking head. Jesus Christ.
Just be done with it.
Yeah, exactly. Just be fucking finished with it. That's when this shit goes, as long as this shit is getting right now, if it starts to go even a little bit, if it starts pulling back, I am going to take out the brawn and shave it completely off. Well, and it will not be a slow transition. It will be from 2 feet long or however long this shit is now to nothing.
Well, I got news for you.
Yeah.
For the most part, for men,
mm-hmm.
You're going to lose probably the most hair you're going to lose by the age of 48.
Yeah. It's just frightening because both my brother and my dad, my younger brother and my dad, horrible hair, horrible. My brother, every once in a while, he tries to grow it out, but then it just, when it grows out, it kind of gives you almost like that alfalfa in the front thing where it's like a point in the front, but it's all pulled way back here.
Right, right.
You know, so now he just keeps it pretty much shaved all the time. And then my dad was even worse. My dad had like the 2 to 4 strands of really long hair, like my hair on one side. And he would
it's the comb over.
And he would just pull it over and try to wrap it around his head so it looked like he had hair.
Right.
And then when that didn't work anymore, he was cowboy hat guy.
Yeah.
He would wear cowboy hats everywhere. It was embarrassing.
Yeah. You know, that's what I guess guys do, but you know, I notice a lot of guys always do the whole baseball cap thing.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Wearing the baseball cap.
Well, the baseball cap is easy. You know, the baseball cap is definitely, you just throw it on and it's on and that's it. You don't have to fuck with your hair, even comb your hair to put it on.
True.
You know, a cowboy hat or something, you usually got to do something with it if you've got somewhat long hair or it looks ridiculous. Is there any more ridiculous look than a guy with a cowboy hat and long hair, like, in the front? That's a ridiculous look.
Yeah. Well, you know, guys are not typically known for their fashion sense.
No, not at all. But you know, if you're trying to have a chick, no chick's gonna walk out with you looking like that.
Yeah, well, that's why a lot of chicks, if they're involved with a dude, they try to upgrade their look a little bit.
Mm-hmm. That's why they all hit mid-40s and end up single.
It's pretty much true.
Because the guys are like, stop fucking with me. I'm going to wear what I want.
Exactly. I'm just going to be me.
Know your place. Your pussy. That's your place.
Right.
Cook my dinner, suck my dick, and that's it. And then I'll go cut your fucking grass for you. Jesus.
Man, I couldn't imagine living like that. Couldn't imagine.
I don't know that the honey-do list would be worth the honey-do me that you have to fight for. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Just sounds so terrible.
It is. I don't know. I was thinking about that this week. That's just kind of funny you brought that up.
Yeah.
That, obviously you've been married for 25 years and you've dabbled with relationships and dating and whatnot since you've been divorced. And
yeah.
You know, I've been single since I've been in my early 20s, you know, and never crossed my mind since I was 23 to think about getting married.
Right.
You know, so I've had a share, been in and out of relationships. You've known a few.
Yeah.
You know, all nice girls, but eventually it just becomes, you know, I'm not heading toward anything.
Right.
You know, I live day to day. You know, I enjoy your company. I like you to be around, but if you're going to start causing me an issue, you got to go.
Yeah.
And that's really how I've always approached things. If you start causing me an issue, you're just going to have to go.
Yeah.
And I've said this on the show a million times that, you know, this show has been a really sticky point for a lot of
people. Oh, yeah.
A lot of them. And it's just like, you know, my show is my show. I started it. I developed it. My friend Chris, he is who he is, regardless of whether you like his foul mouth or his dirty thoughts or his horrific viewpoint. He's my friend and he's my partner. And he's been here longer than you. So you got to go.
And there's been quite a few of those that do not like me.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's just you've got to go. There's another one waiting around the corner. Although recently in the last couple of years, I've not even thought about pursuing that because it's just like that. I have zero interest in that anymore. None.
It's just a pain in the ass, dude. It's like, you know, I have a lot of married friends and a lot of friends that are dating, and every time they start texting me about their marital problems slash dating relationship problems, I just think, I literally think about, you know what? I sat around and watched like 100 hours of the Larry Sanders Show today and nobody fucking bothered me. Nobody bothered me about anything.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, why would I ever, ever engage in this again?
Yeah, I agree.
What would make me give up 1 ounce of that? What would make me give up? Like literally today, that's all I did was I hung out. I did a little, the tiniest little bit of work today. And then I just sat around and watched probably 2 full seasons of the Larry Sanders Show.
Good for you.
And I just started thinking about if I was into something right now, dating or marriage or whatever, that would have been an impossibility.
Yeah, you couldn't have done that.
No, I'd have been out fucking looking at tile or something for a floor or fucking.
And what room did you watch the Larry Sanders Show
in? Bedroom. I never got out of bed.
There you go. I mean, I have my bedroom set up to where, you know, I've said this on the show before, and mm-hmm. I have a California King waterbed heated.
Right.
And I've got a 60-inch flat screen on my wall. And if I choose to watch, you know, a movie or YouTube or whatever, and have my coffee or, you know, even have a sandwich in bed, that's what I'm going to do. It's like, are you going to just stay there all day?
Right. Like,
yeah, I am.
Yeah. As you should. As you should. It's like, Jesus, why be bothered with any of that other shit? To be honest, other than banging chicks, I have no other use for them. I don't need them to be in my life. What use do I need them for at the house? To cook? To fucking wash dishes? To vacuum? I got a Roomba. I don't even have to vacuum myself. I just fucking push a button on my phone now.
Yeah, I have Molly Maid.
Yeah, there you go.
I pay for Molly Maid to come in here and clean the house.
Dude, I spent $700 on my Roomba.
Yeah.
So that I could fucking not even have to get up anymore.
Yeah.
For that. It's like, fuck that. You know, it's like the Roomba I bought is so fucking high end that it actually empties itself out by itself.
It's like it dumps it off in the cat box.
It has its own thing. Yeah. And when it gets full, it drives itself back. And I hear this thing go, and it sucks out all the dirt out of the thing. And then it says once every 2 months, you have to change the bag. It's like, all right, fuck yeah, that rocks.
Too funny.
You know, now, how much hassle would I have to put up with if I had some chick here that was vacuuming my house? Every goddamn day it would be, did you wipe your shoes off? Did you put them where they belong? They're messy. The shoes are messy by the door. Straighten them up. Put them on the little shelf. Ugh. How come your keys aren't hanging on the hook? I mean, every little goddamn thing, dude. Every little fucking thing is insanity.
Yeah. Well, you know, I go to the grocery store probably about once a week, and I just pick up a lot of fresh stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just buy what I want.
Yeah.
I don't have coupons. I don't look at prices. I don't go, well, you know, that's not on sale this week, so I'm not going to get it.
Right.
It's like, I know what I want, and mm-hmm. I just pick it off the shelf and throw it in my cart.
Right.
You know? And I think that, well, you know, this or that, whatever it is that I consume, might be a little bit expensive sometimes, depending on what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, you know what? So what?
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Well, I got a coupon for that.
Yeah, fuck that.
No, I don't have a coupon for that. I'm sorry. I always, it's always funny because, and I know it's just customer service, but when I walk up to the counter, it's like, did you find everything you need, sir? And I go, yep, it's all right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found it all. It's right there. It's on the mirror belt. Yeah, bring it up.
Meanwhile, you want to say, no, I didn't. You're going to go chase it down for me?
Then it's just like, are you a rewards member, sir?
Yeah, no.
It's like, no, I'm not a rewards member.
Mm-hmm.
Just ring it up. I got cash.
Yeah, exactly. I'm paying.
It's like, I never walk around with less than $200 to $300 in cash all the time. Because I'm a cash guy. I know you like your card and all that, but I'm a cash guy. Just, I don't want to leave a digital, fingerprint everywhere I go.
No.
I carry cash.
I'm lucky if I ever have $2 to $3 in my pocket.
Well, see that, again, that's different philosophy, and whatever works for you works for you. But I just carry cash. It's like, it's 110. Yeah, here's 110. Here's five for you for ringing it up.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, sir. You're so kind.
Yeah, I am. Now help me out to my car, bitch. I'm in for it.
Now don't forget to charge me the extra nickel for the bags.
Well, that's kind of funny you bring that up, because I got a couple comments from a couple people that they love the bag segment from last week. It was the whole, I'm going to go buy all the turtles at the store, put them in a bag and throw them out the window. The guy that I work with, he was just like, yeah, he goes, you're not throwing any plastic bags out your window, are you?
That's funny.
Love it.
We got on a roll last week.
Funny. Plastic bags.
That's
the end of the earth as we know it.
Mm-hmm. So stupid.
So dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Oh, look at you drinking out of a plastic bottle.
Yeah. How about that?
I hope you recycle that.
No, I'm going to throw it right in the fucking garbage can. I'm going to write Mario Cuomo on it, and then I'm going to throw it in the fucking trash.
Look at you drinking out of a plastic bottle. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the end of my grandchildren's grandchildren, which I have none.
Hey, look at this. Look at this garbage can. Look at that.
Oh, my God. Oh,
fucking plastic.
I hope you throw that in the recycle bin.
No, I will not throw it in the recycle. It's going right in the trash can.
I can't do the show anymore with you.
In fact, what I might end up doing, I might end up wrapping it in a plastic hefty bag first. Just to make it even harder to fucking biodegrade.
Dude, I'm fucking out. I'm done.
In fact, I'm going to put it in two hefty bags. I'm going to put it in one, and I'm going to wrap that one in another one. And I'm going to throw a turtle in there. What do you think of that? I'm going to kill some turtles and some fucking porpoises this week.
I can't do the show with you anymore, dude. You're going to have John Drake just be your permanent co-host now.
Well, John probably won't do it either, because he's Mr. Animal Lover, fucking homo. he'll be like, we got to fucking do something about those bottles you're using, dude.
Really?
We do need to think about the porpoises.
The porpoises? Yeah. When was the last time you saw a porpoise in northeastern Ohio since SeaWorld closed?
You don't know. There might be one.
What weren't there porpoises over in at Geauga Lake?
Yeah, there were at SeaWorld. There were.
Yeah, well, that was across from Geauga Lake, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, they had them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had them doing their little flips.
Yeah. How long ago was that? Did you throw a plastic bottle in their wading pool?
If it was still open now, I'd dump that fucking trash can right in their pool. Here, suck on these porpoises. Yeah,
you'd be plugging up their blowhole.
I'd squish the bottles and jam it right in their fucking blowhole. And then tape it off so they drown.
What do you think of that? You're an asshole, man.
Then I'd hook a brick to their fucking tail. Sink them like AJ from The Sopranos. Just watch the porpoise drown.
Right.
Dead. Then watch Orca come in there and fucking eat it.
Yeah.
Now that would be a show I'd see.
There you go. Let the bloodbath begin.
Fucking right.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's going on this week with you? Anything good?
Well, worked a lot. I had to take my mom to the hospital. It was the first time I had to sport a mask. And
yeah, I saw that. You sent me a text photo of yourself making people uncomfortable.
It was so much fun. Not even gonna lie, dude. I had so much fun.
Did anybody say anything to you directly, or was it just all odd looks?
It was just all odd looks. Nobody. I think they weren't sure if I was burn victim guy or not, because I had the mask on, and they just kept like where we were set up, where she had to go, she's having some surgery next week. So she had her, you know, the pre-surgery screen.
They gotta evaluate you ahead of time.
Yeah. Well, they had to give her some anesthetic for one of the tests. So she had to have a driver. So I couldn't even just sit in the car. I had to go in. So I had that mask, and dude, even just getting out the car, like they come in and you get asked a bunch of questions at the door. Do you have COVID? Have you had a fever of 102 in the last month?
They didn't whip out their little digital.
They didn't.
They put that because, you know, they usually whip out that little digital thing and put it up against your forehead and check your temperature.
Well, I could tell you the lady, she started talking to my mom and then she took a glance at me and she did this. She was like, you know, she literally jumped back from the mask. And that was a overriding theme of my hospital stay. I was there about an hour and a half and every person that passed me double took.
Well, did your mother say anything to you? She not going to wear that, are you?
She wasn't happy at all.
Did she say anything to you?
She asked me, well, she was trying to be, she knew that the mask thing was going to be an issue with me.
Okay.
And so she kind of went at it as at least I was willing to go. So she didn't want to fuck it up, I think. Okay. She didn't want me to turn around because I actually agreed to wear the mask.
All right.
So she didn't say anything, but she saw the mask. And as soon as she saw the mask, she said, you know, I have another mask if you just want to wear that instead.
And you go, well, I've got a perfectly good mask here. What's the problem with this
one? I literally said to her, I said, Mom, I spent $20 on this. I'm going to wear it. I said, I got to wear a mask. I'm going to wear my mask.
There you go.
And she just, you know, she just shuddered in horror.
That's funny. I love it.
It was definitely funny as fuck, dude.
what is it with people and their uncomfortability all the time?
Well, they have to be uncomfortable.
Why?
You can't.
Why can't you just go, you know, me, you know what? Here's the thing. And I'm going to tell a quick story here.
Okay.
Years ago, before I moved here to the Chicago area, the last job that I had, I was a regional truck driver,
right?
To where I was home every day. I left the yard in Macedonia, not far from you.
Right.
Every day at 6 a.m. And by the time I ran my route, which was about 540 miles round trip, I got back to the yard about 6 p.m.
Right.
Well, a lot of the places that I went, they were my regular stops every day. I had like 5 stops every day.
Sure.
And I would run into a lot of the same drivers and whatnot. And one of the drivers that I would see on a daily basis,
there's the mask.
One of the drivers that I would see on a daily basis, really friendly guy, very kind of low key, very laid back, but very religious.
Right.
And we would sit there in the driver room, you know, you would back into the dock, get out of your truck, go into the dispatch office to get your bills of lading,
right?
While they loaded your truck and you'd sign your bill and you get in your truck and, you know, go to your next stop.
Right.
Well, I would see this, you know, I would see some of the same people on a daily basis because they had regular routes too.
Right.
So I would oftentimes see them and the one driver, being that he was very religious, he would always try to be, I guess for the conservative, you know, religious part, they would try to be witness to you.
Right.
You know, and try to, you know, because I had long hair and I looked like a rocker, but regardless of that,
right.
You know, I have my own morals and, you know, I was brought up in a very, very religious household and you understand religion because, you got a theology
degree
and you understand all that. So I was not put off by his trying to witness to me because he thought I was like some kind of reprobate.
Right.
And so I just would play it off that way. And I think we got into a conversation about, I said, you know, nothing shocks me.
Right.
nothing shocks me. You know, no matter what you say to me, no matter what your beliefs are, no matter what kind of debauchery you might think or say you're into, I don't go, oh my God. Oh, you know, I'm not horrified by it. It's just like, yeah, okay, whatever. If that's your thing, whatever. Sure. And so he was trying to tell me how desensitized I am.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, I'm not desensitized. I'm kind of more of a libertarian attitude that live and let live. It's, hey, if that's what you're into, God bless you, you know?
Yeah, who cares?
Whatever. It's right. Like, who am I to tell you, oh, that's just horrible. You shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
You know, unless somebody's asking my advice.
Right. But, well, and I always go with the whole thought of, you know, why do I care what you're doing?
Yeah. Again, and I agree with that too. It's just like, well, if that's what floats your boat, you know, mm-hmm. You know, more power to you. Now, if you're asking my advice, you know, if you're asking my opinion, that's a different story. But if you're just making conversation with me to tell me about yourself, I'm not going to sit there and go, yeah, dude, maybe you shouldn't do that. Yeah. You know, I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, why would you?
Go kill yourself if you want to.
Yeah.
You know, and again, I know that sounds heartless and cold, but again, I basically played that card with this guy and I was just like, you know, hey, whatever, if that's what you're into or whatever, God bless you.
Yeah, have fun.
Well, you know, you're pretty desensitized.
Okay, well then let me be shocked by everything you said. You spent $118 at the grocery store? Oh my God. What did you buy?
Exactly.
I mean, I hate those guys a lot worse than I do the guys that are just like, yeah, whatever. You know, dude, and I know you've got them in your life too, the overdramatic ass wipe.
Oh yeah.
Hate them.
Yeah.
You don't want to tell them anything.
Well, again, what can I do about it, even if I wanted to?
Yeah, but it's just annoying. Like, especially if you work with that person. Like, if you work with somebody that's over dramatic, and like when you bought your car, as an example.
Yeah, of course.
You come in and say, hey, come check out my new car.
Right.
Well, how much did you spend on that? $40,000. Yeah. $40,000?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, really.
And it's like, and then it just turns into a whole thing. Well, how did you finance it? How much did you put down? You had $10,000 to put down? It's like, Jesus, shut up. Relax, cunt face. Jesus. Yeah,
it's not your life.
Yeah.
It's not your life. It's not your life to live. You do what's right for you.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
I'm going to use the most latest terminology. You do you.
Yeah, exactly. You do you. Exactly right.
So anyway, I just thought that was funny. And, you know, obviously doing the show with you for so many years, right, and making fun of, making light of day-to-day situations. It's just like, nothing shocks me. It's just like, yeah, so what? Go do what you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, how does this affect me? You know, I know I sent you a video today, which kind of made me laugh about how the rich people are handling the corona.
The COVID, right.
Kind of made me laugh. And one of the things that this rich prick was complaining about is, guys, I got leaves on my back deck. And the landscape company said they couldn't send anybody out to clean the backyard up because one of their employees got the COVID. How's that affect me? I don't talk to the guy.
Yeah, I don't speak to him at all. I'm not even going to touch his rake.
Exactly. Why do I care? You got the COVID? Well, you know what? Clean my back deck, bitch.
Yep, exactly.
That's what I pay a monthly fee for.
Exactly.
It's just funny. People are just funny. That's why I don't get along with too many people. I don't associate with many, and you know that. And same with you.
Yeah, I don't. I think I have a slightly larger circle than you do, but yeah. I mean, I don't even want to know people, really. Quite honestly, it's one of the reasons I don't go to fucking stores, because I don't even want to casually interact with anybody.
Yeah.
Ugh. No, thank you.
But I, of course, when I'm trolling through the aisles there, I always get the looks.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
I always get the looks regardless. Mm-hmm. It's just, who the fuck is that guy? You don't belong here. You're not one of us.
I get that looking all through Twinsburg. I definitely don't fit the poor lawyer and poor doctor.
Yeah.
Image. You know, plus I don't give a fuck about any of their horse shit.
What always makes me laugh, and I realize my age group as mm-hmm. it were, but it always makes me laugh when people they address me as sir.
Sir.
Can I help you, sir?
What always makes me laugh is that I have like on every side of me, all of the houses are the guys that like they're the yard guys. Every one of them, they're the guys that are out there putting bricks around trees, and they're putting changing the mulch every 2 months so that they have fresh colored and fresh smelling mulch, and you know, and they're the power washing their house and all that other shit. And then there's me that literally cuts my grass just enough so that the city can't cite me, you know, because I just don't want to be fucking bothered.
Yeah.
I never wanted to own a house. That was a cave in for the wife.
Sure.
And now I'm stuck with her house, but I just fucking hate it. It's like, but yeah, I definitely get the looks from those guys because they all look, you know, they look at my fucking yard that looks like it would be like the scene from a Freddy Krueger movie. But I don't care. I just couldn't give, like, I see these guys in the fall. You've been to my house. You know how there's like trees everywhere?
Of course.
These fucking guys are out every single day with their leaf blower. Exactly. But they do every fucking day. They clear their whole goddamn yard.
Right.
Whole yard cleared just to have the wind blow and then a whole new batch of leaves on it tomorrow.
Right.
And then tomorrow, 8 a.m. comes around. You're doing it again. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yep.
Why don't you just wait till the weekend to do it once, you fucking knothead?
Well, because they're looking for a reason to get out of the house so their wife isn't up their ass about something.
Or their wife's up their ass every day. There's leaves on the yard. You don't want to look like the guy next door. You don't want our house to look like that, do you? Fuck you.
Yeah. Well, fortunately and unfortunately, I have a homeowners association that takes care of all that nonsense. So,
yeah.
You know, I pay into that every month. So, you know, they take care of the grass and the raking and the snow shoveling and driveway clearing and all that garbage.
Well, I've done it every year, but when it was time to pay was right at the start of COVID, you know. It was like, well, I don't know that I want to come. So then I asked him to cut my grass. This was fucked. I asked my guy, I said, you know, because he was coming every week last year and cutting it. And it was like, I think it was like $750 or something for the year.
Yeah.
To cut the grass at once a week. And I said to him, I said, I only want you to come every 2 fucking weeks. Cut the price in half or even a little bit more and I'll do it. And he comes back to me and goes, well, I can do it for $650. I was like, gee, thanks. So I cut your workload in half and you fucking saved me $100. Go fuck yourself. I just won't cut it. I don't give a fuck. You know, my son goes out there and cuts it.
Oh, look at him. Getting out of the house and getting away from the computer.
Yeah. Well, that's his, he's like me. That's him venturing out. Going out to cut the fucking grass.
Sure. Well, you know what? It's kind of funny because when I was living at home, as a youngster, mm-hmm. once I became of age, like about eight or nine years old,
right,
it became my job to cut the grass.
Yeah.
And I cut the grass all the way till I was 18.
Okay.
And I hated it.
I
absolutely hate cutting grass. I hate yard work. I hate it with a passion.
Same here.
I like working on cars. I like busting my knuckles. I don't mind doing that kind of stuff, but I absolutely hate yard work.
Yeah, pulling weeds away from fucking roses is not fun.
Yeah. Fuck that. So when I left home in the fall of 1982 to go to college, I basically decided in my head that I would never do. I would never touch a lawnmower ever again.
Sure.
And here we are 40 years later, or 30. Yeah. What is it? 30. Yeah. 40 years later. I haven't mowed a blade of grass since. Not one.
I did it as a job from the time I was 13 for St. Joan of Arc's church right there in Streetsboro.
You were getting a paycheck for it.
Yeah. Cause I was getting a paycheck, but then cutting grass was always the punishment for everything I did wrong in the military. So when I got out of the military after 5 years of fucking cutting grass, because I kept fucking up, you know, and it was like, you know what? I'm done with this shit. I'm just done. I'm not doing it anymore. And I never cut it. When I was married, I never cut the grass.
Yeah.
Maybe honest to God, maybe three times in 25 years.
Yeah.
I just didn't cut it. I was like, she could do it. She was into the yard. She liked that shit. I was like, okay, you fucking do it.
Yeah.
Cause I ain't doing it.
Yeah, well, I haven't lived in a place where I've had to. I've never owned a lawnmower in my life. Not in my life. And, you know, I've always lived in apartments. And then when I bought this house,
right,
it's in a homeowners association. So they take care of all that.
Yeah, let them deal with it.
Yeah. So I don't deal with cutting grass or pulling weeds.
Right. Like don't blame you, man.
Call me a lazy fuck if you will, but I don't deal with it.
I'd rather watch Larry Sanders reruns.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, speaking of watching TV.
Yes.
And I know you could care less about any of this, but I watched our great President Trump this week at his rallies.
Okay.
And he did that guy is like endlessly energetic.
For an old fuck, he certainly is.
He does like meetings and stuff during the day, and then he holds press conferences in the afternoon. Then he gets on Air Force One and he goes out to do a rally. He did two rallies on Thursday in Ohio. He did several things at the White House during the day on Thursday. Then he flew to Dayton, Ohio, and had a rally there for 90 minutes. Then he got back on the plane. Then he flew to Toledo and did another rally for 90 minutes. Mm. Then he flew back to Washington. He was back on the job at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Jeez.
It's just like, that guy is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And he doesn't look any worse for wear. He doesn't look tired. He doesn't look run down. He doesn't look beat. You know, he's just out there just having a good time. And you know what? In spite of this COVID bullshit, man, the crowds are massive. You know, he's doing these things at the airport. So he just flies in on Air Force One. He lands, they taxi the jet right up to where he's going to speak. He gets off the plane, walks up there on stage, does his thing, gets back on the plane, flies right out. Yeah. No motorcade, no nothing. He just gets on the plane, flies out, goes to the next thing, does his next thing. He was doing one in Morristown, Pennsylvania before the show tonight. he's at the White House earlier today. He nominates a new court justice, a new Supreme Court justice.
Right.
Then he gets in the the helicopter, flies out to the airport, gets on the jet, flies out to Morrisville, Pennsylvania, taxis up, gets out there, does a speech. Guy's just like a machine, nonstop.
Good on him. I get tired just reading your texts about him every day.
I'm just always amazed how this guy he's just on the go. Go, 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 go.
Meanwhile, Biden's canceling his whole day at like 8:30 in the morning.
Ooh, yeah, that's fired. He's kind of made a point of that. Trump has made a point of that. It's just like, yeah, you know, he had his lid today, which means I'm out of service for the day.
That breakfast took everything out of him.
I had to poop. I'm done for the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a disaster.
Oh man.
It's scary to think that 90 days from now, that could be our leader.
Well, less than that. It's like 50 days.
for what, till he took, I'd say till he took office.
Oh, till the election. Yeah.
Till he took office is like 3 months, right?
Yeah. Well, it's the 20th of January.
Oh, we're in what, September?
Yeah.
October, November, December, 3 whole months and then half of January. So,
yeah. So, but yeah, it's fun to watch. It's funny. And the thing is he always cracking jokes, just always funny all the time.
What's he got to lose? Nothing.
Nothing.
He don't give a fuck.
But he is the biggest, he is the world's biggest troll.
Yeah.
He just knows how to troll the media and just fuck with people constantly. And it's like, did you hear what he said? Oh my God. It's those people we hate, Chris. Oh my God. Did you hear what he said?
I can't believe he said that. Oh my God. I do love seeing these fucking jizzbag fucking celebrities just fucking losing their goddamn minds every day.
Yeah.
It's like, holy shit.
Well, your girl, Alyssa Milano, she had a good one the other day.
She's not my girl anymore.
Even with her big titties?
Don't even care.
Really?
Don't even care. I
take for Chris Aiken to turn away from big titties.
Total insanity. Of which she has. Look, if when it comes down to Rose McGowan seeming the saner of the two, it's like, Jesus fucking Christ. Rose McGowan shaved her fucking head in protest, and she seems saner than Alyssa Milano.
Well, your former girl, Alyssa Milano, yeah, she called the police, who she wants to defund, because some kid was in her backyard shooting at squirrels with an air rifle.
Well, I hope they didn't respond for her.
They did.
Oh, did they respond? Of course they did.
They came to her quote unquote gated community, mm-hmm, in mass because she reported a gunman. And it was some kid out there with a BB gun shooting at squirrels. Mm-hmm. This police that she wants to defund. So,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, whatever. Melissa's a fucking twat bag now.
Wow. Well, I guess we got the new the title for this segment. Alyssa's a twat bag.
I'm telling you, dude, I don't even know that I could pull her up on Pornhub and fucking jerk off to the Embrace of the Vampire things, because all I would hear in my head is her fucking chirping. I don't think I could jerk to her anymore.
Wow. That's saying something.
I think she's off the jerk list.
Well, I was thinking, you know, is there anything that could turn Chris Aiken away from big titties?
Yeah.
Well, apparently we found out what that Achilles heel is.
Yeah, she's off the jerk list and on the jerk list.
Or this could be the title. Alyssa is now off the jerk list.
She's off the jerk list and on the jerk list.
I'm not sure which is a better title.
Maybe we'll use one for BitChute and one for Vimeo. There you go. People think it's two different segments.
Yeah, wow, sure. There you go. Well, speaking of that, and before we take a short break,
yeah,
why don't you throw out the links where people can find our various outlets? Because since you've changed things up here recently and, you know, got things humming along here at a pretty good clip with, you know, the incorporation of Shockwaves and Skull Sessions and all that good stuff. So where can people find video? Where can people find the podcast? Where is the central location for it all?
Well, the central location is theclassicmetalshow.com. It's definitely all there. And for the podcast, the best place to go is to anchor.fm/CMSPN, CMS Podcast Network, CMSPN. And from there, you can add with whatever you use, whether it's Amazon or Spotify, or at least for now, Spotify, or you know, whatever, Apple, whatever. For video, I suggest using BitChute, which is bitchute.com/channel/classicmetalshow, or you could use Vimeo, which is vimeo.com/channels/classicmetalshow, or Rumble, which I won't give the link to, but it's there, or Library, which is just at Classic Metal Show.
Okay.
And then there's always fucking faggot sensory YouTube as well.
Well, we'll have to talk a little bit about that later in the show.
Sure.
Because there have been a few things happening out in the content creator world where people are getting fed up with the nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think BitChute's going to end up taking over this fucking place because people are jumping off in waves now because they're tired of being censored.
Absolutely.
So.
All right. Well, I've got a request here. Mm-hmm. For a tune to take us out of the segment.
Okay. And then we got a guest.
I know we do. That's why I'm jumping off now so we can be timely.
All right.
So anyway, this tune is dedicated to all the relationships and the lovebirds out there.
Mm-hmm.
This is for Taylor. She wants to hear some Death with Spirit Crusher.
Nice. Good call.
So here's Death exclusively here.
On your classic metal show.